This is Todd Coburn of Cal Poly Pomona with the Aerospace Structure Series. This audio is on the topic of elastoplastic bending. Remember, if our stresses remain down in the elastic range, or if we choose to ignore plasticity and just pretend that the part behaves like a linear elastic material, then we're just calculating MC over I and comparing to FTU. But with the elastoplastic method, what we're going to do is assume everything on one side of the neutral axis is in compression at FCU, everything on the other side is at FTU. This is a gross simplification, and while it is incorrect, it can give you correct answers or close to correct answers if you apply it appropriately. It actually is not too far off. So what we're going to basically do is normally what we would do is figure out where we think the neutral axis is. We would normally assume that it's at the centroid of the section to begin with. We assume everything on one side of the neutral axis is at FTU and the other side is at FCU. And then what we have to do is evaluate the axial force, the stress on each side times its area and the stress on the other side times its area, and calculate the net force on the section. If the net force sums to zero, then you have found the appropriate centroid. You can then calculate the moment associated with that for your analysis to figure out what the plastic moment is. However, if you end up computing a net axial force, then that can't be correct if you have pure bending, and we will have to move the neutral axis accordingly. If you end up calculating a net tension, then you will move the neutral axis a little bit toward the tension side, the side that you assumed was in tension. If you calculate a net compression, you will move the neutral axis toward the side that you put in compression. Now, I have also actually developed a rather simple way that eliminates you from having to do trial and error. If you follow your handbook, there's an equation to calculate how much to move the neutral axis. So what we'll do is first assume a neutral axis, usually assuming it's at the centroid. You assume everything on one side is at FCU and everything on the other side is at FTU. You calculate the net force on each section above and below the neutral axis. You sum those forces up to find out if there's a net force. If there's no net force, you're done. If there is a net force, you move the neutral axis. If you use the handbook approach, use the equation I put in the handbook to calculate how much to move that neutral axis. Now, if your old position of the neutral axis and your new position of the neutral axis, if the part is the same width, horizontal width, in both locations, then your update, and if the width doesn't change between them, then your updated position should be correct after you've gone through the process a second time. If the thickness changes from one to the other, then you will have to apply your method again. Once you have found the appropriate neutral axis, you then can calculate the moment just by just first calculating the force on each piece above and below the neutral axis, or if you have a composite section, the force in each little member. And then you will multiply the force in that times its distance from the center of that section to the centroid of the section, or the neutral axis of the section. And then you sum up all those little moments on the subpieces, and that will tell you the total plastic moment, elastoplastic moment. You write your margin of safety by taking the elastoplastic allowable moment and dividing by the actual moment on the section minus one. That's how you impose elastoplastic bending analysis on a structure. Hope this helps. Enjoy.